From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Hopes of finding quake survivors fade. In Nepal, hopes of finding survivors have faded as the tiny country struggles to cope with the aftermath of the earthquake, which has claimed more than 3,700 lives. Anjana Pasharisha reports rescue teams are scrambling to reach those who need aid amid looming fears of epidemics and mounting shortages of food and water.
More than 48 hours after the magnitude 7.8 earthquake shook Nepal, distraught people prayed and waited to get some news of their loved ones as rescuers used everything from pickaxes to bare hands to sift the rubble. A young couple in Kathmandu related to reporters how they were out of the house when the earthquake buried their home on Saturday. On Monday, there was still no news of the two young children they had left behind. But the father waits patiently on mounds of rubble. He says he wants to find his children, dead or alive. He says even that has not been possible. Nepal's capital and other towns all have such heart-wrenching stories. Mass cremations were conducted on Monday as the death toll continued to rise. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
The U.S. on Monday defended the terms of its tentative deal with Iran to restrain its nuclear program, saying it would include the most extensive monitoring the United States has ever negotiated with any country. Wendy Sherman, the U.S. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, told a Jewish social justice group that the pact would give new protection to Israel by increasing the length of time Tehran would have to develop a nuclear weapon. You are listening to The Voice of America, broadcasting from Washington. Pews at a church in the eastern U.S. city of Baltimore filled Monday morning as loved ones gathered for the funeral of a 25-year-old man who died from an injury sustained while in police custody. Freddie Gray's death became the latest incident, sparking questions and protests about the interactions between minorities and police in America. White House officials said Cabinet Secretary Broderick Johnson will represent President Barack Obama's administration at the funeral. Family, friends, and community members paid their respects to Gray at a wake Sunday, 2 weeks after he suffered severe spinal cord injuries following his arrest and a week after he died. How he was injured remains unclear. Officials said Gray was not restrained properly while being transported in a police van. A summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations opened in Kuala Lumpur Monday with Beijing's island-building efforts in the South China Sea set to dominate the two-day conference. Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak opened the conference by urging the 9 other ASEAN leaders to peacefully manage territorial disputes with China without increasing tensions in the region. Mr. Najib also highlighted the ASEAN vision of creating a single regional community, which the group will outline by the end of the year. In a last-ditch effort to save 2 drug traffickers from the firing squad in Indonesia, Australia's foreign ministry urged Jakarta Monday to delay the executions until allegations of corruption in their trial could be investigated. Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop claimed the trial judges had asked for tens of thousands of dollars to sentence the 2 to less than 20 years in prison.
Well, these allegations are very serious. They call into question the integrity of the sentencing process. And it's a matter for Indonesia's Judicial Commission to investigate these matters. And that underlines why we continue to request Indonesia to allow the Judicial Commission to finalise its review. This must be allowed to continue before any action is taken to prepare for executions. An execution is an irrevocable step, and I believe that these hearings and these legal processes should be concluded before any decision is taken.
Indonesian authorities say the Australians have exhausted all avenues of appeal. Police in Burundi have clashed for a second day with protesters demonstrating against President Pierre Nkurunziza and his controversial decision to run for a third term. Witnesses tell VOA police used tear gas, water cannon, and live ammunition to disperse hundreds of protesters Monday in the capital, Bujumbura. The demonstrators managed to assemble despite security forces blocking roads and a government ban on rallies. Hospital sources say that at least 3 people have died since the protests began Sunday. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.